Today's land values tell a tale of two markets. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Are farmland values still trending down, or have they bottomed and higher prices are on the horizon? Farmers National Company's Randy Dickett.
It's a very interesting perspective on the land market right now, and specifically in the regions that we deal in. And in our areas that we work in, land values remain stronger than we might have thought, with the underlying commodity prices being lower and farm and ranch incomes being lower. So it's somewhat surprising that they're remained pretty good and historically good. While at the same time, you've got those economic clouds out there that are reality. The income that cropland specifically produces has declined from its highs of a few years ago. So with rising interest rates, is it going to affect land values too as those keep moving up and bond yields keep moving up? At the same time, can commodity prices strengthen some or at least stabilize? So it kind of plays both sides of the market.
I could tell you that in the areas surrounding Boise, farmers are being offered by developers just too much money to turn down. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about land values, some entity looking to buy a farm and continue to farm it.
Yes. Yeah, development land is different.
That makes sense. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.